216-474-0092. I want your thoughts on this too. Jeff, let's start with you. LeBron James 3.0. Just what does that mean to you, if that's a possibility?
I look at it two different ways. I think if you put LeBron, even at his age, and even with the games that you know he's not going to play, he's not going to play 82 games. If you put LeBron between Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, and then put enough pieces around them, I think that gives you a better team than what they have right now. I do. I think that would give you a better chance to win a championship with Mitchell, LeBron, and Mobley. And then whatever else you needed to do and to put around those guys.
Just currently, let me just give you the assumption that Allen and Garland are gone in that scenario for him to come here, right?
Yeah.
For him to be here, so now what's left?
Well, let me throw, there's one trade out there. Eric Pincus from Bleacher Report has been on our show. He does cap stuff like crazy. And Tom Haberstroh from Yahoo used Eric's thought in his story that he wrote the other day about this whole thing.
Okay.
And it was a big four-team trade. Lakers, Rockets, Utah, Cavs. Basic deal was this. Garland to Utah. They get center Walker Kessler. Houston would get Finney Smith from the Lakers in a sign and trade. Lakers would get Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter.
Oh, so DeAndre Hunter's off. Okay.
And the Lakers would get LeBron and Bronny. Excuse me. The Cavs would get LeBron and Bronny. And then there'd be other, you know, guys might throw in to fill salary. So the Cavs would give up Hunter, Garland in this scenario, and Jared Allen, and get LeBron, and Walker Kessler, who's a good center and gives you a center to play instead of Jared Allen. That trade, to me, the DeAndre Hunter piece to me is like, ooh, I'd hate to have to give him up, but you probably would.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could give up Max Strus instead, you could do that maybe. I don't know. But that, to me, gives your team a better chance to win an NBA championship next year than keeping the core four together. It does.
If you're sitting in Independence, you're thinking, are you thinking for more than, like, if you keep the core four together and they go beyond what we had seen last year, and you think that you're still pushing, are you trying to push towards multiple championships, or are you trying to push towards one championship? Because if you look at the NBA, we've gone 7 years in a row with different championship teams. Are you just trying to go in, get a piece of the pie, and get out? Because how much longer can LeBron play?
Not very long.
And then do they have to think that way?
Well, that's the catch to me is, okay, but that's a real short-term trade. I like Walker Kessler, though. Walker Kessler is a good young center for the Utah Jazz. And I think he'd be a fine replacement for Jared Allen. Okay, I don't want to trade Jarrett. If you could get Walker Kessler to play center, fine. That's fine. That would work just fine. And the thought is this. LeBron, short-term, gives you a better chance to win a title than what you have right now.
Right.
However, and tell me what you think about this. They want to keep the core four together. That's been the word. In this economic climate in the NBA, with the aprons and all that stuff, look what the Boston Celtics did. I mean, they tore it down because Jason Tatum's out. How long can the Cavs realistically keep the core four together with all of that money that's being spent on those guys, having the finances be in the second apron and limiting their ability to do things? You know, it almost seems inevitable to me that at some point they're going to have to bust those guys up anyway. At some point. So do you roll it back for another year, get knocked out in the second round again, and then go, oh, golly, that didn't work again? Because I don't think that team, the way it's built right now, wins a championship. I've said that. Kevin Durant recently said that, by the way, on a podcast. We're going to hear that coming up in the noon hour.
So there are two things that I kind of think about when I think about the scenario of him coming back. One, can LeBron James survive then with Mobley and Mitchell. How would that look? Would that work? And I'd say yes.
That trio would be phenomenal.
Yeah, and I say yes because he's done this before. He gets it. He understands it. And then it also goes into the next part, you know, does Dan Gilbert want LeBron to come back for a third time?
Well, there you go.
And does it mean, I still think that...
They so want to win one without him, Andy.
Okay.
They so want to win one without him. And they think they have the group to do it.
Is it easier just to hit the accelerate button again? If you're the Cavs, if you want to get another championship? And the other part of it is how is LeBron writing the story? LeBron always knows how to write the story. Let's be honest. He has been a trendsetter in the league since he came into the league. He did things that players have never thought or dreamed about before. He's probably one of the most powerful athletes I've ever watched off the court.
Hard to argue with that one.
In my entire lifetime.
It's a real small conversation there.
And whether it's LeBron or it's the folks behind him that are telling him to make the moves, LeBron still has to say yes at the end. And so you wonder, does LeBron James want to write his own ending? And does his own ending say, hey, let's figure out a way to get back to Cleveland. And if we do go back to Cleveland, I've got a better shot to get to the finals. And this is where we go to the heart of that story, why heading east could be the move for him, because you would feel that it's easier to win in the east. Because the East feels like it's wide open right now. Although teams seem to be getting better every day when you look at the moves they're making.
The one thing the Cavs have to do, Andy, I think, is be really critical when they look at what they have right now. Can they become a team that wins a championship with two small ball dominant guards? It really doesn't. You know, Dumars and Thomas. And Dumars wasn't as ball dominant as either one of the guys that we have right now. Can the Cavs do it? Sure, somebody will do it one day. Can the Cavs do it now? I don't know. I don't think that's the way to build a championship team, by having, you know, two smaller guys with a lot of shots between them.
But does Mobley, LeBron, and Mitchell, is that the way?
That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
It's an entirely different story. And Donovan could play point guard, and LeBron can play point forward.
And be okay with that. We've seen
absolutely.
And it's not like, you know, how many games do you think LeBron's playing?
7.4 assists in his career.
LeBron's
a great passer, and he's a willing passer. Has been since he was 17 years old.
Do you think, and I wonder, because, you know, Bronny is a part of this, seems like he's a part of this deal, if they would be able to pull something like this off.
Well, the nice thing is he has...
No matter where he goes, yeah, right?
He's still got stuff hanging on the walls in his bedroom back home in Akron.
Well, that's true. You didn't take him down when he moved out?
Move right in.
You sure? They might be a little dated.
Doesn't matter. Move right in.
But he'd have to change the posters and stuff.
So what? I'll bet they can get a couple of bucks.
Do you think anywhere in the back... And I don't know where this is on the priority list for LeBron, no matter where, if he ends up leaving L.A., you know, the development of Bronny... Does that come into play for him moving forward, or is this about LeBron himself?
Better be about LeBron himself.
I would think so, too. Bronny was asked about this. I thought I read that, you know, Bronny's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just happy to be where I am, right? Isn't that what he said? Dan, does this do anything for you?
No. Back to you, Andy.
Do you think the Cavs have a better chance to win a championship next year in the kind of the scenario that's been laid out by multiple people?
With LeBron and Walker Kessler and without Jared Allen, DeAndre Hunter, and Darius Garland? Answer the question.
No. Back to you, Jeff.
Why are you so anti this?
I don't like investing in 41-year-old men.
See, that's the thing.
I don't care if he's a freak. I don't care if he's an alien. I don't care whatever you want to do. I don't like investing in 41-year-old men.
Can I... He is such an aberration because of he's just a physical freak. At the age of 40, 24.4 points a game, 8.2 assists per game, 7.8 rebounds per game. And he played in 70 games last year.
If he wanted to come here, if he didn't pick up the player option and said, I'm out, I want to be a free agent, I will sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers on a 1+1 for veteran minimum, and then some. Yeah, sure, I'm in. Sounds great.
See, if he really wanted to win a championship, he'd have done what Dan just said. and he would have come here and joined Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen.
I'm just not dumping two of my four assets for a guy who's 41. I'm sorry.
Except, Dan, aren't you going to have to dump those assets sometime down the road? Because you're not going to be able to. 26
or 27?
You're not going to be able to survive in this financial climate if you keep that core four together.
For a guy who's 25 or 26, yeah,
if it doesn't win.
Let's go.
But what's it about? Is it, and remember, I'm Mr. Process. I'm Mr. Build Long Term. You don't have draft choices to build long term. You've got two in the next 5 years, including this last draft.
Exactly.
You don't have financial wiggle room. You might as well try and cash in and win a championship now, because it's going to be real tough to win with this group moving forward if this group can't get it done on its own.
He's 41.
Is the story tired, by the way?
We know what he is.
Let me forget about 41.
Look at his numbers and look at his
place. Do you not
forget his age?
But I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't. You're telling me I got to give up two guys who are a part of a future in an East that is wide open to have a 1 to 2 year window to win it off a team that got swept in the first round?
Are they a part of the future? That's the question.
You're bringing up a guy who got swept out of the first round of a Lakers team with Luka Doncic, one of the best five players in basketball.
And who else?
And
who else did they have? They had shell-shocked Luka, and they had LeBron.
Shocked Luka.
Do you want to be a new song?
I like that.
Thanks.
I like shell-shocked Luka the song. You're onto something with
that. Wrap it up. Let's go.
We are an ankle injury away from this thing completely blowing up. All of those things.
How about a big toe injury away from this thing blowing up?
Injury away from really making this thing a series. I just don't understand this urgency that we're all living under. That oh my gosh, the magic bullet is here. Go get LeBron. Go get LeBron. Go get LeBron.
No, we're not saying go get LeBron. We're commenting on what's being thrown out there.
I know, but I'm saying the fan base as well, because it's floating all over the place.
You're thinking they're going to figure out how to win with 2-6-1 ball dominant guards, and Kevin Durant disagrees with you.
Of course he does.
We'll hear it at noon.
As he should.
Sounds good. All right, Tom Hammerstrom's next. He's the one that kind of fueled the fire on this story, so we're going to go find, what would he be? He'd be the log? Would he be the lighter? Would he be the torch?
Well, he's one of those burning logs.
All right, good enough. 216-474-0092. We continue to ponder LeBron James 3.0. Baskin and Phelps.